For some time, U.S. flag for seniors fleet grew in numbers, as some operators choose the U.S. flag to take advantage of the favorable terms of access afforded to them by the tutor treaty. Over time, that has changed, and in recent years, the number of U.S. flag for seniors serving the needs of our tuna-dependent economy in American Samoa continues to decline to what has become a critically low level. Those folks left the U.S. flag to take advantage of better terms of access, like the exemptions from the flag holder, and to limits on the high seas for vessels that are either flagged or chartered to six countries. And yet, these same civic considerations are not afforded to the American Samoa base fleet on which our economy urgently depends, even though the convention itself makes clear that participating territories are to be considered in the same light as other cities. If we continue to do nothing about this, we fear that this trend will continue and American Samoa will lose its tuna supply. Like many of our Pacific neighbors in this meeting, American Samoa is a small island developing territory that is highly dependent on the tuna fishery that is managed by this commission. Article 30 of the Convention clearly states that, I quote, the Commission shall take into account the special requirements of developing states parties, in particular, small island developing states, and of territories and possessions.